That's better, Luke.
A little more cheery. The sun's up. I don't see any birds outside, but I know there's a few out there. And speaking of birds, we got a couple lined up here. Let's go to Steve in Delafield. Steve, how's it going?
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. And glad to hear you on the morning show. You were talking about factory farms and animal abuse, and nobody wants to mention that we got millions of human beings dying right now because of from COVID, because we torture animals in factory farms. And COVID-19 was created in China, the Chinese food market, where 1 million animals were stacked on top of each other in an unsanitary environment. And then somebody ate a diseased animal, allegedly a bat, and the virus jumped from animal to humans. And the reason why this COVID is so deadly is that the human immune system doesn't recognize that animal DNA. The human body doesn't know how to fight the virus from bats.
Well, it's a good thing we got the vaccine, because that eliminates all that death.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There are a lot of vaccinated people are dying from this too, because it keeps on mutating.
Not a lot of them dying from it that are vaccinated. A lot of them getting sick. But the reason why that's happening is because so many people haven't vaccinated. I got vaccinated in the 60s. Everybody got vaccinated in the 60s. You had to have it to get into grade school. What happened? What's different now? Is it the COVID, loss of critical thinking?
The COVID virus now is an unstable virus, and it keeps mutating. And the diseases like measles, mumps, smallpox. It was a stable
everybody got vaccinated, dude. If we were going through back then, polio and all that would have just riddled the population. We wouldn't have had to worry about capels. There wouldn't have been enough people here to eat.
Mike. Well, I didn't really call up to argue about the vaccination.
Well, I do.
I was just talking about the. Okay, all right. Let's talk about it then, because how they get antibiotics to fight off infections from bacteria.
Yeah, same thing as like my cancer treatments to try and keep my cancer down. Yes, I'm all about that.
Yes. Yeah, so now they have bacteria that's becoming antibiotic resistant. It's super bugs, And the same thing is going to happen when people continue to take vaccines for COVID, and this COVID virus keeps on mutating. And pretty soon you're going to have people taking every 6 months, they're going to be taking a COVID shot for a new strain. You're going to have people taking
until we all get vaccinated, 20, 30
COVID shots.
Steve, I don't want to cut you off, man, but I got like three people calling in. So you call in again, man. We'll keep talking about it. But I'm going to tell you right now, vaccines work, man. Wisco Paul, what do you think?
Well, it's hard to follow that call.
Well, just don't follow the same path, and we won't have a problem, will we?
We won't have a problem, because I'm thinking about the nursing profession and all the brave nurses out there that have to deal with the COVID on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And if everybody takes a vaccine, it won't mutate. I'm not a scientist. Don't pretend to be.
Neither is Steve, by the way.
Bottom line is, well, the bottom line is here.
Neither am I, but, I trust the scientists. I used to sit by those guys during the exam just to get a C+. Don't follow the whole thing. Just cheat enough to get a C+. That was a jock, man.
That was about the boat I was in. But anyway, you're going to destroy the healthcare industry in this country as far as the nursing profession. And that's not right, because, it was mentioned by some, I forget what caller. If this was smallpox and you were actually had, what do you call it, outside signs, people would be going for the vaccine. This COVID, something like, I don't know, you can't see it, right? You can't smell it. You can't taste it. So people are kind of, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole, but you've dealt with the nursing profession and what great, great people they are. And if you don't get a handle on this, I just feel for the nursing profession. Hey, I'll just throw one more out there. I don't understand this forever. Chemicals, maybe you or Matt have a little knowledge on it. I don't know if it can move from body to water to other ones, but it seems very spooky to me that we have something out there called forever chemicals in the environment. Hey, I got off on a different subject there, Pizza Box.
It's all right, man.
Day. Thanks for listening to
Roll
me
with
talk,
the flow.
But...
Yep, thanks for calling. And, hey, we got another caller, so we're going to go to my good friend Jeff. Jeff's Guitar Clinic, who sponsors my fine show. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? How
great.
You feeling?
Pretty yeah. good. I got Matt Rothschild holding me up, man.
That's all right. You know, I don't really have anything interesting to say except don't be a wimp and get vaccinated. Just get old.
It's funny. And I got to say, you know, the forever chemicals, Paul, the first thing I know about that is they're always going to be here, right? That's what forever chemicals means. They're not going away. We got to find a way to clean up our environment. And, hey, maybe we can send a couple loads of our waste with the next millionaire or billionaire that wants to take a ride. Go take
That's
that
right.
up into space with you.
You've noticed that you see hardly any boats on Lake Iganza.
Yeah,
you know,
man, it's green. There's like, it's just,
exactly.
it's bad. It's really bad. And it hasn't been that hot lately, so I don't get it.
It's sad, but hey, I'll let you go. Great show. Have a good one.
Thanks, buddy. I'll see you soon. I like those dogs he's got. He's got two that are really friendly, and then two young ones that I've seen videos of tearing up couches and Mr. Bill Dahl and all this other stuff. And so I went and saw him the other day, and he goes, oh, can I let the dogs out? I'm like, sure. He lets the two barkers out, and the one's a German Shepherd, and the hair's up. And as she's barking, she's like this on my hand, right, just letting me know she's there. I've always been afraid of German Shepherds, man. My uncle had a mean one named Caesar, and he'd hold it on a leash, and as we'd come walking in, you know, just scaring the heck out of me. And then the other golden retriever, what a sweetheart. She's barking away, and then as I'm talking to her, and left a little spot on the driveway, you know, what a sweetheart. So, look, this has been fun. We got, what, another 5 days? Oh, I'm not worried about the 2 minutes we got left. I was worried about the fastest hour on radio, my show, becoming a long drag 2-hour show with nothing to talk about. But thanks to having listeners and to having Matt Rothschild, I appreciate you sitting in with me.
Anytime, Mike. I always like being on with you.
Well, we got to go little burden one of these days.
Oh, I'd love to do it.
We'll see the fall action. I got to say that this has been one of the finest summers I've ever seen in Wisconsin.
Beautiful summer.
Yeah, 80s a lot and 70s and then 55 and 60 at night. That's
nice sleeping weather. We never hit 100. It's really nice.
It is climate change, and it's not healthy. But as long as the climate's healthy, I'm staying right here in Wisconsin, man. We got the water, and we got the people that want to fight like badgers, man. We got to get out there. So in the next several days that I'm on, we're going to be having guests. And some of this stuff might upset you guys because some of the Democratic stuff that goes on is not well either. And that's the thing about me. I've had run-ins with legislators over policy and over who we should have as a candidate for president. And I remember that Jocasta Zamarripa and I got into it one day. And then now she's out there doing all this, you know, work for people that are poor, people that need jobs. And she likes me now because she understands that that's what, you know, here I am in Milwaukee. And she's like, what are you doing here? I thought you were from Madison. I said, I am. I drive every time there's an event, you know, Fight for 15, Poor People's Campaign, Voces de la Frontera. Unfortunately, the last year hurt us. Are we done? 50 seconds, man. Count it down. But I got to step it up again. You know, even with COVID out there, we're going to have to start doing more than just voting people. I think we need to start going at these people at the Capitol again. I'm ready, man. So we're going to start tearing them up on the show. And then I wouldn't be surprised if you see me heading to the Capitol, just walking around the square with a smile on my face. Maybe a few of those Pizza Box signs for some of the clowns that are still there. And you know what? 8-10 years later, you can still apply that stuff to them. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Thanks for listening.